Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gas House Live, live from Roadhouse Inn, 2200 New Falls Road, Levittown, PA. Every single Thursday night here, we try and bring some independent original music, not just from the Philadelphia area, but we've had them from all over the place come through here. Again, it's every Thursday night. It's free. I've been looking forward to this one because it's my good friend E. Joseph and his friends the Sparrows. Hello, everybody.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, man? This is wild. I have not been to a place that allows people to smoke.
Yeah, that's one of the inside.
That's one of the hidden treasures.
It's one of the features of our Thursday nights.
This place is about to blow. If I had to guess.
So how's it going, guys? Congrats on the video, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're more DIY now than we ever were. Because we're actually doing some stuff, so...
Ourselves,
yeah.
Well, didn't you record by yourselves?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes and no. Real interesting.
Glory Graham, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Glory Graham. We went back to Maryland, my old stomping grounds, and recorded with Mike Collins over at Glenwood Sound. And it was really, really neat because we had rehearsed... We actually have the next volume already in the can. So we went in and we recorded this batch of songs. But because we were going back to Maryland, we worked it out with Mike where we could actually... Because he's got his studio is in the basement of his house. So he put us up for the weekend. And we just went down and banged it all out in a weekend. I mean, all of it.
Very cool.
And then Alan's actually mixing everything.
And then
we send it out to a friend of mine in Nashville to master it. So in a sense we still went to a studio, but it is more hands on.
Yeah.
Got some friends involved.
Definitely. And yet this is not your first album. You did the Wooden Heads Spew album, correct?
Yes, I did Wooden Heads Spew. I mixed and mastered Children's Parade too, the previous one from Wooden Heads. Yeah, I don't know. I like having that level of control.
This is interesting.
Well, we should probably...
We've got three members of Wooden Heads Spew.
I know. I was going to say, we should probably explain the history, the tie-ins with Wooden Heads. Well, first of all, when I met E. Joseph, it was a long time ago, and it was part of E. Joseph and the Phantom Heart.
And they're still together. In fact, we're playing a show in late March or something like that.
Okay, and then... was there another formation of E. Joseph, or was that it?
I think there was the me begging people to play with me formation of E. Joseph.
The lean years.
I don't have a band. I'll play with... But then I was also playing guitar, like, you know, with Wooden Heads
and
with Stellascope. So, and those projects really, really served a great purpose because I got to play with Alan and Ed quite a bit, and that was kind of really cool, and also got to play a lot of venues around town and get to meet other musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So in a really strange way, it was a kind of like great growing period into the Philadelphia music scene. So
yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a great addition to Wooden Heads. I think it was like a perfect fit. Like your style, especially in that band, was what's the word I'm looking for? Like a little bit of ambient, but I don't know. It just fits so perfectly with that sound.
Yeah, I mean, because Dave's stuff was so direct and abrupt.
Yeah,
and so it was for me. It was like getting to do stuff that I normally never get to do. Like even in this project, and with the Sparrows, it's much more direct and less ambient as far as guitar work is concerned.
When Ed came in to Wooden Heads, we had prepared all the songs for Spew already, and we're starting to mix them and put them together. And then we had one or two places where we were thinking about incorporating Ed, and he'd been playing stuff on our live shows. And then he ended up being at least one track of Ed on every single song on Spew, just because whatever he was adding to the equation like was a great addition to the atmosphere and really helped broaden the sound on that record.
And then that album came out, and then I guess Wooden Heads took a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, it took a breather. Dave's writing screenplays and directing movies, and and being a Hollywood superstar. So in the downtime, picked up with Ed and Ed over here.
Yeah.
Started banging around. I picked up with Ed E. Joseph, excuse me, as a hired gun, filling in for a couple of Phantom shows, and then we slowly kind of morphed that into, like, he had new material he was ready to work on, and so I was happy to be a part of that new, his new edition. Cool. Not the band new edition, his new edition of the band.
Do you guys do any new edition by chance?
Ooh, no. Not yet.
Well, do you when you do a Sparrows, E. Joseph and the Sparrows set, do any of the Phantom Hearts songs sneak in? Do any of the Wooden Heads, or is this guy kind of a completely separate?
Well, I definitely know that none of the Heads songs sneak in. We've done a few Phantom Heart songs, but that was also kind of like, that was before we actually put a collection together that is ours, you know, right, so to speak. And I mean, we still may go back and play a couple of those from time to time. But for right now, because everything, for us, everything feels so new as far as this current batch of songs. I mean, right now, all we've been doing is just doing the Sparrows stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's enough songs out there that we can
dig into the vaults.
And Alan and I were talking about, like, adding another surprise cover or two that we, because we always like to play a cover at the end of the night, you know, that we just feel like doing, and then we wind up doing. And so we're here at the Roadhouse tonight, and they're playing some Hall & Oates, and I'm going, like, I don't know, man. You know, I kind of like this Hall & Oates song.
I was going to say, like, a cover that you guys do, do you normally pick, like, obscure as can be, or, like, a real popular song that everybody knows and you make it different, or what's the...
What's really funny, because
the formula?
The Peter Murphy song that we cover right now is probably classified in the obscure to some, and not so, and relatively well known to, like, others from that post-punk 80s type thing. But we're not opposed to taking a song that was maybe incredibly popular, like top 40 popular,
like what we're listening to right now.
Well,
in the background.
I don't know, man. You know, I mean, I my midriff isn't as tight as some of these girls,
right.
So, you know, I have to be careful.
You got to work your dance moves.
Yeah, you know. Alan's got better moves than I do. but yeah, we wouldn't be opposed to doing that. You know, taking something that's very, very well known and shredding it up and piecing it back together.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I was at the screening of the new Kanye album today. So maybe we can pull from there.
Oh, wow. The screening of the Kanye album?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but he did a live event at Madison Square Garden that was simulcast to theaters across the nation.
I went today?
Yep, 4:30 today. I was at the university, the Carmike University 6.
How many? This is fascinating.
It filled two theaters.
Wow.
Madison Square Garden was, it was alleged, well, it was sold out, but I think not a lot of people, well, it wasn't packed.
Like, maybe they had 1,000 tickets, maybe?
Well, I think they sold out on hype, and then either brokers had a handful left, or people bought them and couldn't make plans or whatever, but he was pretty happy with the turnout. He got a couple thousand people in there.
Ed was downtown earlier this afternoon scalping tickets to that, I think.
Oh, maybe that was it. Couldn't move them fast enough.
Nobody, you know, because nobody, Ed, our drummer, Ed always says, nobody wants to hear what the drummer has. I think people do want to hear what the drummer has to say, especially in the swing states.
If only he could articulate himself.
I know. If only he had a mic.
Yeah, I didn't have a mic, so I can't talk. So why would anyone want to hear from the drummer? I just sit behind the kit and just deliver the beat.
As soon as we save up money for one of those stands that will fit over the drum kit, you're going to have a mic.
I'm going to need a vocal mic one day.
Till then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, But yeah, you can't confuse, I'm Ed also, you can't confuse me with the creative Ed who writes all the songs. I just kind of play the drums, that's it.
Is it a collaboration, for real though? Is it EJ comes with the song and it's done and he tells everybody what to do?
No! That is so horrible! Well, that is not...
What if I try? No, this way.
E-Joseph, usually he forms some demos that we'll get copies of, so he does a lot of legwork as far as like where he thinks the song is, and then... Between the three of us, we'll figure out, like, usually not a whole lot gets changed, and not a lot needs to be changed. Like,
you got to have direction to begin with.
That is a compliment to his structure. I mean, we write our own parts. If I listen back to the demos, it doesn't sound like me on bass,
yeah.
Or Ed on Ed two on drums.
Ed two, that's right. Ed two, the Ed you just heard.
But yeah, so he brings a lot. He brings a lot of content to it, and then we shape it in our own image, and it kind of comes out, you know, an amalgam of the three of us.
Cool. Well, we'll be hearing that in a little bit, an acoustic set.
Stripped down.
A stripped down set, which is my favorite. You get to hear the actual songs with no bullshit over top. You can't hide behind anything. You know what
I
mean?
I still have lots of bullshit I can...
Okay.
I can still throw some bullshit. Ed's got lots of bullshit because he holds it all in.
Well, aside from tonight, which you'll hear later on, in about like 20 minutes or so, not even. So if you're around the Levittown area, you have some time to get down here. It's a free night. But after tonight, where can we see E. Joseph and the Sparrows?
The next show that we have lined up is at the Boneyard in AC.
Cool.
With Zero.
Oh, nice.
Our friend Zero, and with Quasimodo's Bride.
March 11th.
Yeah,
it's a Friday.
Friday night, March 11th. So, yeah, we haven't been doing a whole lot of... we did a show in December.
Right.
And which was kind of like the coming out party for Glory Graham. And, but now we're just... Because it's like creating videos for things. And so you pace your shows out a little bit.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year when... We've already seen a bunch of shows get canceled
because of the weather.
Yeah, so it's so smart to stay in and do that kind of creative.
I don't know whose idea it was to release a record in freaking December, but...
Well, I'm still working on the mixes for the next volume of Glory Graham, so that's a lot of downtime as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, so March 11th in Atlantic City at the Boneyard, which is, as you know...
The Courtyard Marriott?
The Boneyard at Marriott.
It was a complimentary breakfast if you get there in time.
But it's a great rock and roll joint.
Definitely.
If you get really if you come up and you get bored, you can always after the show you go over to Taj with Ed.
Play some cards. Nice.
Play some cards.
All right, very cool. There isn't an E. Joseph and the Sparrows Facebook page. Yeah, you're just gonna keep it just E. Joseph.
I'm not sure. I mean, I always think of like, I mean, should I? Absolutely. But then it becomes an issue of like, oh, great, another page I have to manage.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not out of disrespect for Alan and Ed. It's out of respect for my sanity. But you know what? Having said that, if we do put an E. Joseph and Sparrows Facebook page together and Alan agrees to administer it, which, judging how many times he posts on Facebook...
I was going
to
say, I think it's been a year since he's posted anything.
Yeah, fast and fierce.
I think it was February 2015, as a matter of fact. Because I was like, I'm not friends with Alan. And I was like, oh, he doesn't use Facebook, apparently.
I'm more of a... observer.
I gotcha.
And you can't, you know, I wouldn't expect Ed to manage the page. I mean, you can hardly hear him talk.
Yeah, it would just be way too much posting. Too many opinions, too much.
So
don't get him started. You don't even want to know who he's voting for.
And then you've got these like the Facebook Nazis. It's like if I were to change the E. Joseph page to the E. Joseph and the Phantom Heart page. I mean, or the E. Joseph and the Sparrows page.
There he goes again.
I know.
Call me by the wrong name.
Oh man, it's like an ex-girlfriend.
I know. It's like, oh, Donna. And then I decide, you know, or in something, you know, we all explode or something like that. And you try to change it back. And then I'm sorry, you can't change your name. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's really a slap in the face to the impermanent nature of the universe.
Yeah.
You should be able to change your name as many times as you need to.
That's
but
right.
We now know that gravity ripples.
That's right. It's proven.
Mm.
Done. Finally.
That only took 100 years.
We can finally cross that off the list.
Yep. Which means time machine next week.
Yes. Good.
I'm all for that.
Well, I would just go to E. Joseph for more information on Sparrow shows. Just
yeah.
Look up
true.
E. Joseph music.
E. Joseph.
All right.
That dude.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited for this. We're going to take a few minutes to get set up, do a little bit of sound check. You're going to hear a song from Glory Graham Volume 1, A Blessing and a Curse, right?
Yeah.
Let's get that going, and we'll be back in just a little while with some live acoustic E. Joseph and the Sparrows. Don't go anywhere.
Cool.
Sometimes I shake my head and things fall out.
I'm not afraid to Hi, I'm Beth from Electrotype, and this is Gas House Radio. If you want to hear more Electrotype, you can request it here, or you can go to www.electrotype.us.
It's 3 a.m. Sunday, and lie awake. Can't stop thinking about your face. It's not the same, seeing some other girl than some other place. Can I let it go?
Stop. guys. Thank you for coming out to Gas House Radio Night. We are live on Gas House Radio every Thursday night at Roadhouse Inn. Try and bring some original music to the area.
Roadhouse.
And, I've been looking forward to this one. These guys are out of Philadelphia. They have a new album out called Glory Graham. Please welcome E. Joseph and the Sparrows.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, everyone. Yeah, so so like Dustin was telling you, and we want to thank Guest House Radio because they jumped on the record. right away, and we're real happy about that. We greatly appreciate it. This next one is a song called Disingenuous. It's got a really strange video to it. If you catch it on YouTube, it is endearing to the Chinese carryout industry. And also the breaking eggs industry. Folks.
All right. All right.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, I like it up here. I should come up more often, like next, like what? Now, what, next, is it next Thursday you got Elvis versus Elvis? All right, because I'm definitely coming up for Elvis versus
Elvis. That's
what
you get for flattering him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear.
Appreciate that.
We're trying.
All right, we're going to move on. And Ed's going to, Ed, our drummer, is going to listen intently while he tries to figure out what the hell I'm about to do. Yeah, so this is a song called White Dove.
touches come to me when I am feeling low. Damn voices speak to me and sing. Just like an idiot, I followed all of it right off the last edge of the cliff. Screaming, oh, oh, white dove, show us how to live in love. Here, oh, white dove, come again. Oh, oh, white dove, printed words are not enough. To me when I am super high in cinematic overload. Revise, cut the ties, rewind, this one's mine. You just focus on your own. Oh, 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 light up, show us how to live in love. Are not enough. Pearl, white dove, are you coming? Yeah. Cause the meter is running. Oh. Yeah, the meter is running. Just come on, white dove, cause the meter is running. Thanks.
Yeah, so. And this next one is a bit of a grinder, so if anybody wants... Dustin, if you want to dance on the poles for this one.
Reapers are load-bearing already.
What are you saying, Dustin? Dustin's not fat.
That is not what I'm saying.
As opposed to me getting on one of those poles, that'd be bad news. So this one is... This one's going to... come out on the next installment of Glory Graham.
Volume 3 on the way very soon.
Yep, because we don't believe in 2.
Not supposed to tell anybody.
Oh, shit. Sorry. This is a song called Dizzy Now. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Got a video lay back in my head. Thought those memories were dead. You say it happens when I am depressed. Not at my best, I'm just dizzy now. Dizzy now. Dizzy now. Slings and arrows, you get used to that stuff. It helps you smile, things get rough.
traditional black eyes never go away. Hit you blindside, make you dizzy now. 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 Amplify, it's all a big mistake. Screaming, please don't drag the lake. I'll paint some pictures and hang them on your wall, knowing you won't like them much at all. Cut it out. Why did you open your mouth? Oh, what is this all about? Why don't you cut it out? Why did you open your
Thank you very much. This is fun. I want to come back here and play again. I mean, we haven't finished playing, but I want to come back and play again. All right, so, and this next one, is the first song that, Gas House started playing off of Glory Graham, and it's called A Blessing and a Curse. Sometimes the lights downtown, they get kind of blurry, and I'm just sitting still, and I'm still in a hurry. I never thought I would fight to try to stand up right. These are the days when the newness says I'm sorry. Sometimes I look pretty good when I close my eyes. skies. I never thought I would think, don't need another drink. These are the days when the truth is built from lies. These are the days when the truth is built from lies. Sometimes I shake my head and things fall around. I'm not embarrassed, but at times it draws a crowd. It's like this one. I guess it is what it is. Suppose it could be worse, 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 worse. These are the days when everything's a blessing and a curse. These are the days when everything's a blessing and a curse. 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 Thanks. No, no, no. It was the polite. That was the polite ending.
You don't say a thing, and it was on purpose. As long as you cut formally.
Yeah, that works. That'll do. Aren't you just fantastic? Of course. Well, thank you for noticing. All right, so we'll be up in AC on the 11th of March at the Boneyard. The Boneyard, the Yard of Bones. And for those of you that don't know, that's Alan on bass and Ed on the drums.
And shout out to Arnold and Willis.
And give a shout out to Arnold and Willis. That's right. What you talking about, Willis? This next one is a song that's called "Rabbit Hole," and it's that's exactly what
I'm up here.
Okay, and I'm down. So let's do Rabbit Hole.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I thought, found another shiny box. New prescription for what I lack. Washed me back up on the rocks. Come on now. Oh, come on now. Back into blue eyes. you laugh, even though it was the end. It was better than where I am now. Think I had a chance back then. All of this noise just fills the quiet, the place where I'm afraid. Keep the lights low, 'cause it's convenient. Scars don't show up that way. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Let me see what might be left of me. And maybe I will try. Maybe I'll try. Makes no looks the same. Down another rabbit hole. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
Thanks, folks. I want to thank the Roadhouse Inn for having us tonight, too, because this is dynamite. This is just dynamite. This is, I don't know. This just feels like dynamite to me. Oh, I don't know what that was. Hey, Ed, guess what? Hey, guess what? Follow me. Follow me.
Where are you going?
We're gonna go to Coverdale. It's a place called Coverdale, where we get to cover a song. This is an old boogie woogie rock and roll tune. Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Inspire?
Yeah.
Right now?
Oh. Oh shit. We're not going to Coverdale yet. What the hell, Ed? Don't follow me. No, I'm not going off script. I'm not going off the reservation. All right, this is not a cover. This is us covering a song that we do when we play Full Electric.
How about that? That tracks.
It's a song called Conspire.
One, two, three, four.
What you've had your wires reconnected, you'd be expected. Hyperbole. Some of us are missing the few screws. Nothing new. So come on, follow me. Don't tell me. Childish innocence. When the heat touches, don't you catch fire?
just not sure. Too much to love, you got the line, wait your turn. And don't tell me you don't know what all this is. Just look around you, they don't operate that way. When the heat touches, don't you catch fire.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dustin.
Dustin.
No, I'm not going to do that now. Although I could. You didn't have to grow up listening to Living With That all the time. All right, so getting back to this place, this magical place called Coverdale.
What a journey it's been.
Yeah, we had to go outside of Coverdale because the road was blocked and then make our back way in because the cop was blocking the ramp the first time and then found our way back to Coverdale to play a song from a dude called Peter Murphy. And I'm sure everybody in Levittown knows Peter Murphy. But
Pete Murphy, yeah.
Pete, yeah. Oh, hey, Pete. Pete Murphy. Hey, Petey Murphy. They call him...
Big Pete, yeah.
Skinny Pete.
Murph Dog, yeah.
So it kind of goes like this.
Touch me cause I got a misdirection. Living at night isn't helping my complexion. Signs all say it's a social infection. A little bit of fun's never been an insurrection. Well, mama threw me out till I get some pants that fit. She just won't approve of my strange kind of wit. Get so excited, always set to lose. Now that takes me up and bam, take a cure. Solution. Buy me a ticket to a sonic reduction. Guitar's gonna sound like a nuclear destruction. Dance so excited, I won't have to lose. Beat me on the other side, another direction. Final solution. I don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. A final solution. I don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. A final solution. Don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. Don't need a cure. Need a final solution.
That was the acoustic version. So, thanks, man. That's kind of like all we have.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. That was awesome. Thank you, E. Joseph and the Sparrows. There's a couple albums right up front here. I highly recommend you grab them.
Just come and grab what you want if you want anything.
I have them both. They're both very good. Thank you, guys. We are live on Gas House Radio right now. We'll be back with some more live music.
I thought that was fun.